Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many today. I'm Christine, but hey, enough about me. I want to dive into the deep today, and I sense the Lord is sending forth his orders from his throne to his own, releasing his word right now. And I believe this is going to be so key for our complete victory in the days ahead. And that word is rest. The Lord would say, rest, restore, recover. We know that with the Lord, to restore is always to give back better than before. The word recover, I see that as threefold right now for his children, for his church, for his own, for Israel at this time. I see the recover. Number one, recover your life. Be clothed, be covered afresh with the blood of Jesus and with the Holy Spirit. We know in the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve fell, they were clothed. God came and he had to clothe them with skins. That's the skins of an animal which would have had the blood on them. Where the blood is, the Holy Spirit can then come. And it's a picture of Jesus' blood that would be shed for us at the cross. And then the Holy Spirit released at Pentecost. Jesus said, wait in Jerusalem until I send my Holy Spirit, who will clothe you with power from on high. The Holy Spirit came into us. The Holy Spirit has never left us. The Lord will never leave us or forsake us. So we can say with confidence, be confident in these days. The Lord is my helper. The Holy Spirit is with me, all powerful. The counselor, my wisdom, everything I could ever need and more to succeed is mine through the Holy Spirit. So God would say, be recovered today. Take off the wrong covering of shame. Take off the coverings of sin. Take off your old clothes today and be covered with him. Be covered, be clothed with power from on high, with the Holy Spirit. So firstly, the Lord wants us recovered with the Holy Spirit, and then we're going to know rest. No matter what reset we see going on in the world and in nations, we're going to be resting, not stressing. Let's be blessing nations. Let's be blessing enemies. Let's not be stressing over things that don't go our way, but let's be trusting, because the Lord promises all things will work together for good to those who know the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Let his purposes be outworked through our lives from a position of resting, not stressing, on the earth at this time. Secondly, within recover, so that we can truly be resting in him, the Lord wants to recover all that has been lost and stolen from us. Jesus himself, just coming to me now, he said that he came to seek and save that which was lost. We know that ultimately it means Jesus came to save sinners, fallen humanity, and to bring us back to the Father once again. Also within that, in the Greek, that word to recover that which was lost, it contains the recovery of all that was lost to us through sin. Now, we were disconnected from the life of the Holy Spirit within our spirits, weren't we? Our spirits died. Christ came, he died on the cross, he rose again, and the Holy Spirit has been poured into us. Rivers of living water are flowing in and through us. That's a picture of the Holy Spirit. Miracles, works, wonders, effortlessly, supernaturally flowing through us naturally as the Lord, by the Holy Spirit within us and within our spirit, flows through our souls, which is our mind, our wills, our emotions, takes complete control once more, and through our physical body. The Lord has come to recover and to restore us, and he wants us to return to that position of rest in him. In Isaiah 30, verse 15, we can read, this is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says, only in returning. Part of that word returning means repenting, returning to the Lord, to his word, to his ways. Whatever he says goes, his ways of doing things. Only in returning to me and resting in me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength. But you would have none of it. That's what was said to Israel. Oh, there is a rest for the children of God who will enter in today and who will live and work and know their complete fruitfulness and great productivity from resting in and through working through the Holy Spirit. So I want to show you today. And thirdly, that rest means to, when my children, let me put it to you this way, when they're sick, there's nothing that I want more for them than to rest. I'll often say to them, the best thing for your body right now to recover is rest. It's one of God's great healing agents. And I sense the Lord, just as rest is good for us naturally, the Lord would say to you today, supernaturally, the Lord wants to bring healing and health, recovery to all in your life that has been sick and that has been broken, maybe through past hurts, failures. The Lord is going to weave that all together into his beautiful masterpiece and master plan. And I sense the Lord saying today, I am the master of your peace. Receive my peace today and receive my completeness and rest all into my hands and recover. So threefold there in the recovery that the Lord has for us. And the word rest, well, the Lord really got my attention with this a couple of weeks ago. I woke in the morning, and anybody like me, you've got your Apple Watch and maybe you're on your iPhone. I have a sleep app. Now, my sleep app, which I've had this going for about 4 years, and I'm always quite interested just to see, take it with a pinch of salt, what my rest or my sleep levels were saying the next morning. Well, this particular day, it came up with an alert that I'd never come across before. Usually on the readiness score, for example, it could say something like good or poor, okay, high or low. But this day it said rest, and it was red across, like red alert. I sense the Holy Spirit bringing this word today and saying, red alert, rest. This is key for your complete victory, health and wholeness spiritually and naturally, for your family, for churches, nationally, in the days ahead, that we find our position of rest in him. Red alert, rest. Well, I think that's probably going to end up being the title, as it's just coming to me now. But as that came up on my Apple Watch, totally took me by surprise and got my attention. And I stopped in my tracks and I felt the Holy Spirit come upon me, and I looked up to remind myself what in the Hebrew the word rest meant. Two words for rest. One is Shabbat, originally in Hebrew, where we get our word Sabbath, rest from. And that means to stop. We know that God created the world and all of creation. And on the seventh day, after he created man, do you know the first thing that he did when he created us? And the first thing he required of us was rest. Isn't that amazing? I'll tell you what, it's only us and that dirty devil that deceives us out of the rest of God that he created us to live in. Let's take back what was lost to us. So as Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost, he came to save and to give back to us the rest that was lost to us. He's given it back to us through his death on the cross, to give us back prosperity, to give us back the Holy Spirit. We know that Jesus ascended to the Father, and it says he took captivity captive. That means everything that could ever captivate us, he has taken that captive. He has destroyed its power and authority over us. And then the word of God tells us he gave gifts to men. He gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit within our spirits once more, so we could rule and reign once again. He gave us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So many gifts of prophecy, you name it. I'm not here to go through all of that today. I think there's something like 26 gifts were poured out onto us and into us to be released through us and his church. He gave those gifts to his church to activate us so that we can be all powerful on the earth, the fruits of the Spirit. And we can see that the Lord, all the Lord desired for us was to enter that rest. So that word rest, it meant to stop. And I believe the Lord wants his church to stop in their tracks at this time, to take stock once more, to restock, to refuel, and to go forward in the power, clothed with the Holy Spirit, recovered by the Holy Spirit, and working the works of God on the earth. The second meaning and word for rest in the Hebrew is nuach, and it means to abide and to rest in. Do you know, we can only truly rest when we are with those who we are the most relaxed and the most one with, who we don't have to be anything else but ourselves with. That's who the Lord wants to come to us in that place of complete intimacy. Rest is, when I go on holiday, it's not complete inactivity, as the Lord was showing me and reminding me that morning when I woke up. I fill our holidays with my favourite people, my favourite things. And when the Lord spoke to me to rest and reminded me to stop and then to abide in him, it's so key that we abide and we rest in him. We rest in the one who's already provided all for us. We rest in the one who's already won and done it all for us. That's where we can let go of our strivings, our strife, and our stress. And I sensed that the Lord then would have me to take action from that word. And as I was getting ready, the Lord continued speaking to me. I stopped my work day in its tracks. The Lord has said rest, and I fear the Lord. I revere him and I honour him. And I stopped. I spoke to my hubby. He actually had the car. And I thought, well, what are my favourite things? Well, I'll tell you some of my favourite things. Time with my hubby, my children, my family, church, Israel, my favourite things. I love going to the movies. I love great food. I love date nights, my time with God, holidays. So rest isn't always inactivity, but it's the best, the most fruitful. It's the most productive activity. And I believe that's what God is calling his own to. That's the sound, the word coming out from his throne at this time, that we enter into his rest so we can be the most fruitful, the most productive. We can live our best spirit-filled lives now, refueled, replenished, restored, and recovered, recovering all at this time. So when I spoke to my hubby, I shared with him what had happened with my apple. And I said, you know, I've really felt sense the Lord saying rest. And then the Lord spoke something else to me. And he said, and this is for you and this is for his church right now. Christine, having done all, stand. He sees all you have been pouring out and all you've been pouring in. He sees those who have been faithful and true through these recent years. You've stood for his word. You've stood on his truth. And you have coveted his voice more than anything else. For those I'm speaking to you right now, the Lord is commanding his rest. And the Lord is bringing rest, not stress, to his own at this time. And the Lord spoke to me and said, having done all, stand. Christine, I didn't say having done all, claps in a heap. Oh, look at me. Woe is me. I didn't say having done all, burn out, break down. I said, having done all, stand. And we can only stand. And we can only do that by finding our resting place in him. Remember that word, rest means to abide in, to rest in him. In him, we live, we move, we have our well-being. The Church of Jesus Christ is called the Ecclesia. We are called to be the movement of God on the earth. We are not called to just make a lot of noise. We're not called to be internally selfish. We are called to be his voice. We are called to be his governing, ruling, reigning authority. We are called to overthrow evil everywhere we go. We are called to release the Holy Spirit control and authority. We are called, as his church, his ecclesia, to take ground, to occupy until Jesus comes. We are no longer going to be the occupied by the enemy, but we're going to take back our nations for Jesus. We are going to occupy. We're going to fill the space with his kingdom come, his will be done. Everywhere the church will take its stand, we will take the land from a position of resting in the finished work of the cross, the blood of Jesus, and through the power of the Holy Spirit at this time. So as I cancelled work that day and hubby got back just on time, it was Tuesday, and there's chapel on in our church on a Tuesday. I don't often get there. And I thought, one of my favourite things, right, we're going to fill today with my favourite things. Off we went to chapel. And it was a great time of ministry, the Lord pouring in. And in fact, I'm so glad I was there, because I had the great opportunity to stand and to pray for Israel, which I felt was something from that position of resting, just letting go and letting God, that the Lord just brought about his church taking her stand and aligning with Israel at that time. And I thought that day, as the Lord would say to us, having done all stand, we're not to be burning out. We're not to be stressing out. We're not to be flaking out, to be flaky, but we are to be strong in these times. And we can only do that, having done all, we stand, and we stand in learning to position ourselves in continually resting in him. Now, on Friday night, I was awoken about 1:30-ish in the morning to pray. There is so much need going on right now. I've got friends of mine going through cancer, just going through such abhorrent issues. And I woke up to a message that had come through on my phone. Somebody had called through in the night. They later came back and I messaged them back immediately, and I sat bolt upright in bed, and I knew some of what this person was facing, and I just began to pray. Now, I don't know what to pray at that time. Turned out the next morning, it was brilliant. They said, oh, I think I dialed your number by mistake at after 1 a.m. in the morning, but I'm so glad the Lord obviously had you praying. And I got up and I began to pray, but the Lord spoke to me. Oh, I had such a time with the Holy Spirit through the night on that Friday night, and the Lord taught me this word. He showed me, I didn't know how to pray for that situation. And all that's going on with Israel and the release of the hostages and so much that was so much pain to me, stuff going on in my world personally, the Lord brought me to that place, as he's doing continually, of the kingdom of God is within me. The Spirit of God is within me. He's connected me to all things kingdom. So I snuggled up on my Father, Daddy, God's lap. I was ascending. I was resting. And then I was working. Working from a position of ascending and resting, leaning into my Daddy, Father God, allowing the Holy Spirit, deep calls to deep, to draw out my Father's heart, that I could come into alignment with what was on God's heart for his world at this time, for people and for situations so near and dear to my heart, that God just began to literally transfer, without even words, there was just a transference of what the Lord was showing me and of his word and of revelation. And the Lord increasingly wants to do that for us as we will live the ascended life, continually be ascending, continually be resting, and then you're going to be working and bringing forth from the kingdom of God, earthing his works, his miracles, his answers to prayer here on earth. That's what the Lord has for us from that position of ascending, resting, and then we're going to be working, because otherwise it's overwhelming. It's so painful. I've lived in the pain of it. I've lived in that place of nearly burnout, and the Lord spoke to me, and the Lord said for his children, from burnout to burning. The Lord says, lives, marriages, families, churches, businesses blaze again. And that's going to be from that place of great gain, of faith and resting, and then working as we live the ascended life, working the works of God on the earth. So number one today, do your best to enter into my rest, the Lord would say. The children of Israel failed. Rest, we see in Hebrews 4, is access through faith and obedience. Doubt and to disobey, and you will miss out all the way. The Lord would say, if you doubt and disobey, you're going to miss out on my highway. Wow. You've heard that this is coming from the Lord fresh off the press right now. You've heard the saying, oh, it's your way or the highway. It's my way or the highway. The Lord would say to obey, it's his way and the highway, the highest way for your life. What is a highway? A highway is the fast track. It's acceleration. It's where obstacles are removed. It's where by the Spirit of God, the Lord will cause every difficulty to become as nothing before you. And you're going to go forward in speed, great ability and supernatural victory. Receive that by the word of the Lord right now. Ease, speed, momentum, miracles, increase, favor, acceleration by the word of the Lord. In Hebrews 4 verse 11, we read that we should only be striving to enter into his rest. I sense the Lord saying today, follow the signpost of obedience and follow, obey all the way. It's key. The only thing we should be striving for is to enter into his rest. Back in the day, the children of Israel missed out. May we not miss out through doubt and through disobedience, but may we press into him and then we're going to win. Secondly, today, God's demand is to stand. The Lord is sending forth his demand from his throne to stand. Having done all, stand. Remember, obey all the way. Do everything his word has to say. All on his terms, not ours, not our opinions, not the world's cultural ways, political correctness. No matter what it looks like, no matter how it contradicts or conflicts with anything or anyone else, it's his way and the highway. That's God's word for us. Wow, I'm loving it. I'm going to be living in this. I love it whenever the Lord speaks fresh, whenever I'm going live with his broadcast and broadcasting his Holy Spirit, his word, and just releasing his seeds that will bring to birth great fruitfulness on the earth and around the world with this word. I do believe it by the word of the Lord today. That's why I release his word. This is going to be a life that is standing strong. Having done all, you're not going to be collapsing. You're not going to be burnt out. You're not going to be failing or falling, but you're going to be standing strong. And that's going to be through ascended living, ascending, resting, and then working. I love that God in Ephesians 6, verse 13, let me just read that verse in its entirety from the NLT. It says, therefore, put on every piece of God's armour, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. Wow, do you see in that? The word rest is in resist. We know we've got an enemy to be resisting. We know we've got evil to be overthrowing. But we're to be doing that from the position of rest in the resist. Wow, are you going to get his word in you today and live this? Beautiful, where Christ, wear every piece of his armour and all his promises, finished work, word, blood, his love gives to you. Wear every piece and I see that you will wear his peace across your life and you will transmit and spread abroad his peace everywhere. That's his shalom. That's his health, wholeness, wellness, well-being, it's restoring, it's light-bearing. That's what God wants us to be, that we're going to be those who will bring his peace everywhere we go in Jesus' name. Wow, receive that prophetically today. We don't resist to burn out, but we resist in rest. And remember, the word rest is there contained within the word resist. Resist from a position of rest in the finished work of Jesus, his blood, obeying the Holy Spirit's lead all the way. Those who are children of God will be led by the Spirit of God, and that's going to release through rest great works and wonders. Rest is our warfare. Rest is in the word resist. Rest is our warfare. Powerful, resting, not stressing, living in his blessing. And thirdly, today, goodbye intense. Hello, immense. Rest and returns. I sense the Spirit of the Lord say, I'm going to say that again. Goodbye, intense. Hello, immense rest and returns. The Lord is going to cause you to rest in Him, to recover, to restore all and more by the works and wonders of the Lord. I sense the Lord saying today from Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich and adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase. The time to favour you, yes, the set time is now. Find rest and release. Also, ease is in the word release, isn't it? God wants to bring release to you. No stronghold of darkness will hold any chain on you any longer. He's going to bring ease to that which isn't naturally easy as you let go and you let God. Stressed backwards spells the word deserts. Allow Jesus to reverse the curse, the stress curse that was poured out upon the earth through Adam and Eve and through sin coming into the world, but through the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit being poured in to us once more, the Lord has restored all. The Lord would cause us to recover all that was lost to us, and that is working from a position of rest once more, not stress, by the word of the Lord. Allow Jesus to reverse the stress curse and live in the sweetness, the fruitfulness, excuse the pun, of His rest. Remember, stressed backwards is the word deserts. He has great sweetness. He has great fruitfulness to bring to you. Your greatest productivity yet is about to be released through His church on the earth. I have ordained you that you should bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. In wrapping this up today in John 15:16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and I have appointed you. I have planted you that you might go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, that your fruit may be lasting, that it may remain and abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, as presenting all that I am, all that Jesus is, you should bear much fruit. And it says, He will give to you what you request. Rest in being chosen, in being appointed, anointed, planted. Oh, you thought you were finished and you were buried and you were done. But the Lord was planting you and preparing you in the unseen and in the darkness, ready to burst forth with the resurrection life of the Spirit. And the Lord would say to you today, you are going to burst forth and bring His light everywhere you go. You're going to know light coming out of the darkness. He's given to you the treasures of darkness, those riches stored in secret places. You've had to go deep into the darkness to now draw out the great treasures that you're about to bring. Treasures of His word, revelation, His miraculous signs and wonders are coming into the light in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord would say through that promise, that verse today, you'll see that there's fruit that will remain, longevity. You're going to go the distance. Others may not. Those who have persecuted you may not, but you're going to know increased favour, blessing, resting, not stressing, fruitfulness, and you're going to know the miraculous. It's here by abiding and resting in Jesus. Your invitation to a life of resting in Him. Exodus 33, verse 12, we read, and we can see that for Moses, he was given a great job to do. He didn't stress it. He learnt to rest in it. One day Moses said to the Lord, you've been telling me, take these people up to the promised land, all the milk, a couple of millions odd of them, and I will look favourably on you. If it's true that you look favourably on me, let me know your way so I may understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favour. And remember that this nation is your very own people. The Lord replied, I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you. The Lord would say to you today, I am your personal God Almighty. I go with you. I know you by name. Just as He called Moses, He calls you by name today, and He will lead the way. He's your God of breakthrough and your God of bursting through in blessing for you. I will give you rest. You will work, you will be positioned just like Moses was to do that enormous task through resting in the power of God Almighty, his wisdom and his works through you. And God promises, whatever you've been through, child of God, everything will ultimately be fine for you. That's God's word. Moses then said, if you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. That's my cry. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to do anything without the fullness of the Holy Spirit going with me. How will anyone know that you look favorably on me and on your people if you don't go with us? For your presence among us set your people and me apart from all other people on the earth. It's God's presence, God's glory. And it came to the climax there where Moses then says at the climax of that conversation with God, show me your glory. Rest is related and goes hand in hand with the release of the glory, the fullness of God's presence in our lives and through our lives, in and through his church. Not our ways, but his way, and then his highway, his highest ways for us through the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Are you receiving that word today? If it's a blessing to you, let me hear from you in the comments. It's always a joy to hear from you. And what I want to say in closing is only Christ can float your boat. Don't depend on man. Don't depend on your own gifts, your own talents, your own abilities, but depend on Christ alone. Don't look to man to get you to the top or to keep you there. The Lord would say today, and he's throwing out the lifeline, his invitation today, Mark 6, 31. Then Jesus said, let's go off by ourselves to a quiet place and rest a while. Verse 32, so they left by boat to a quiet place to be alone. Drown out, cancel out all of the noise, all of your other dependencies, all the voices in this world, and allow Christ alone to be in your boat. Look to Christ alone to float your boat, and you will not sink. You will not go under in the pressures and the stresses and all the strains and all the noise going on around us in this world and all the arrows that are firing against you. Allow Christ to float your boat. Allow the Holy Spirit to take you further, higher, faster than you've ever gone before. And heed the word of the Lord, because he is pouring out today his lifeline of rest in me. Be clothed with my spirit. Work continually from that position of rest. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word today. I'm going to rest my voice now. Lord, I pray that you will replenish, you will restore, that, Lord, you will recover your church in these days, your children, Lord, as we receive your word. Clothe us afresh with your Holy Spirit and power, and let us go forward from that position of rest in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Till next time.